with this KLEM Sports Update for this Wednesday, March 1st. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Coming your way this afternoon on KLEM Radio and online at KLEM1410.com, it's time for the Remsen St. Mary's girls basketball team to make history. The Hawks will play their first ever state tournament game later today, and it can be heard right here on KLEM Radio. The Hawks will take on the 5 seed in the tournament in West Fork. The Warhawks are unbeaten on the season and looking to move on into the semifinal round. Hawks are looking to start off their state tournament career with a 1-0 program record at state. We'll have all the action for you starting at 3 o'clock with pregame coverage. We're going to track down Coach Scott Wilman and have a chat with him in our pregame show. And then the tip-off will follow at around 3:15. That's coming up from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. You can catch all the action right here on KLEM Radio and on KLEM1410.com as the Remsen St. Mary's girls basketball team plays in state against West Fork for the first time in program history. And speaking of the girls' state basketball tournament, some more quarterfinal action was taking place yesterday at the Well in Des Moines. It started with the Class 3A state quarterfinal. The 6 seed, Sioux Center, they got off to a great start and took it to the 3 seed, West Marshall. Nice upset win for the Warriors, 79-51. 3A has been kind of a bloodbath with Estherville-Lincoln Central losing and then the 6 seed Sioux Center winning. Some good upsets in Class 3A. Over to Class 4A, where the chalk prevailed. The top 4 seeds all moved on. Top seed Dallas Center Grimes beat Glenwood in the 4A quarterfinal, 57-39. It was 4 seed Ballard beating the 5 seed Decorah, 58-44. 2nd seed North Polk over 7 seed Clear Creek Amana, 61-30. And it was the 3rd seed Bishop Heelan rolling over 6 seed Cedar Rapids Xavier to keep their winning season going with a 63-37 win. The Class 2A state quarterfinals got underway yesterday, half of them anyway. Top seed Dyke New Hartford beat the 8 seed Applington Parkersburg, 68-34. And another Northwest Iowa school, 4 seed Sibley O'Cheedon, rolled over 5 seed Iowa City Regina behind 28 points from Madison Brower, a 60-39 win for the Generals. It's also boys basketball Class 4A sub-state final day, and unfortunately the MRAC will not have a 4A school in the mix as the 6 seed Norwalk defeated the 9-ranked Sioux City East High Black Raiders 64-58. So Norwalk is on to the 4A boys state basketball tournament, and the Black Raiders see their season come to an end. All these scores can be found on our website. That's at KLEM1410.com. Under the sports tab, click on sports scores and results. We've got some postseason honors to get to, starting in the sport of bowling. The Iowa Girls Coaches Association and Iowa High School Bowling Coaches Association have teamed up to release their all-district teams for Class 2A, girls and boys. Of course, that includes the MMCRU Remsen St. Mary's girls and boys and Lamar's girls and boys. Starting with the all-district teams, we'll go to All-State and Academic All-State as well in this update. On the Class 2A Girls, West District, First Team All-District, 5 of the 6 spots on the First Team All-District list are from Lamar's community. That includes Emily Peters, Bailey Gill, Natalie Vanderloo, Trinity Brunsting, and Brooklyn Bockelman, all earning First Team All-West District in the sport of bowling in Class 2A Girls action. On the Second Team list, that's where the 6th Bulldog Bowler is, in Hope Westhoff. MMCRU Remsen St. Mary's are embracing Brianna Staub and Olivia Flewelling as an all-district honoree for that bowling program. And the coach of the year in the Class 2A Girls West District, that is Lamar's head coach, Gary Brady. To the boys all-district team, and Lamar's has just 1 first-team all-district honoree in Class 2A's West District in bowling. That's Trevor Fisher. Junior had a great season for the Bulldogs. The second team has 2 Plymouth County athletes. That's Sebastian McGregor for Lamar's, and then Austin Klein for MMC. CRU, Remsen St. Mary's. Again, those are the all-district honors. And then we go to the all-state honors. Class 2A girls all-state honors. 3 Bulldogs made first-team all-state. That's Emily Peters, Bailey Gill, and Natalie Vanderloo. All 3 of them getting to bowl at the state tournament. Natalie Vanderloo was 4th in Class 2A, and she earns first-team all-state. Also for Lamar's on the second-team all-state list, Trinity Brunsting earned that distinction for the Bulldogs. 4 Bulldog girls bowlers earning All-State honors this season. On the boys' side, the Bulldog boys had two All-State honors. That included Trevor Fisher, who was a first-team All-Stater, and Sebastian McGregor, second-team All-State for the Bulldogs. Congratulations to all of the area bowlers who earned either All-District or All-State from the Iowa Girls Coaches Association and Iowa High School Bowling Coaches Association. Also released was the academic All-State list. Of course, this includes not just great bowling effort, but great effort in the classroom as well. And the Bulldog girls had one of just three academic All-State bowlers named across the entire state. Trinity Brunsting earned academic All-State. Coach Brady made sure to mention to us that this is the first time the Bulldog girls have ever had an academic All-State honoree in the sport of bowling. So congratulations to Trinity Brunsting on a program first, an outstanding honor for effort both on the bowling lane and in the classroom for the Bulldog girls. To some more postseason honors, the Western Valley Conference has released its all-conference girls and boys basketball teams for the 2022-2023 season. Taking a look at the girls' all-conference teams, and three Kingsley Pearson athletes were named to the all-conference teams for a Panther team that finished second in the Western Valley Conference and won the conference tournament. On the first team list, a unanimous selection for a freshman. Doesn't happen very often, but you don't get a freshman like this very often. That was Sydney Duskett, who set the program scoring record with 500 points this season. Duskett, a unanimous first team all-conference pick in the Western Valley. She's joined on the first team list, not unanimous, but still a great honor for McKenna Bowman, a senior for the Kingsley Pearson girls basketball team. And on the second team list, the Panthers had Avery Schrader earn second team all-conference honors for Kingsley Pearson in girls basketball. On the boys' side of things, the Panther boys were second, and they also won the tournament title in the Western Valley Conference, and all three of their all-conference honorees are on the first team. That includes Bo Goodwin, who was a unanimous all-conference selection of the Western Valley, one of just four this season. Connor Bielner and Boston Duskett also joined him on the first team All-Western Valley Conference team this year. Congratulations to all of the Kingsley Pearson girls and boys basketball athletes earning all-conference from the Western Valley Conference here this week. Let's take a look now at the sports schedules for today. It's all girls state basketball tournament action. In Class 2A, Central Lyon will take on Panorama in the opening game of the day. Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont, the 3 seed, will take on the 6 seed Pocahontas area. In Class 1A, the tournament gets going in 1A with Bishop Garrigan, the top seed, taking on the 8 seed Martinsdale St. Mary's. And then our contest for you comes your way at 3 o'clock with pregame tip-off at 3:15. 4 seed Remsen St. Mary's takes on the 5 seed West Fork. Don't forget you can tune in right here on KLEM Radio. Other 1A quarterfinals, 2nd seed Newell Fonda takes on the 7 seed Woodbine, and the 3 seed North Lynn will take on the 6 seed Winfield Mount Union. That's all at the Girls State Basketball Tournament in Des Moines today. And of course, you can tune in again starting at 3 o'clock this afternoon with pregame. Remsen St. Mary's takes on West Fork in a Class 1A state quarterfinal. Tip-offs at 3:15. We've got you covered with all the play-by-play action right here on KLEM Radio and at KLEM1410.com. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news as well. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Wednesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Verstegen.